Good morning.
Morning, Rob.
Morning.
How much snow did you have at your place today, Rob?
Oh, if an inch, I'm not much. I don't think there was much more than that. How about you?
I had about 2 to 2.5 inches, and it was still coming down when I left. And the but then once I got out of, I'm right next to the river, and then once I got away just a mile uphill and towards the interstate, there was like an inch. And so I have this little microclimate where I live, where I get more snow than anywhere else in Post Falls, apparently.
Well, be sure and hoard it. Might need it this summer.
Let's see, 9 o'clock on the dot, but we'll wait another minute. How's everybody else doing? David, good to see you or hear from you. And then James. Do you go by James or Jim? Oh. Or just Jay. Okay. Then hopefully Lisa McColl will join us today. She is our oh, everyone's having audio issues. Great. It's this is like the dog ate my homework situation where I asked everyone if they would be willing to share some info, and then all the audio stops working. It's like during COVID when the kids joining the school would just have a picture of saying connecting as their profile picture. They knew how to fix the system, but that's okay. I'm hoping Lisa will be able to join us. She's our liaison to the governance council and provides us all the juicy details of what's going on in product council, community council.
Best.
Hey, there we go. I heard a test from David.
Okay, yeah, I was actually using, I restarted my headphones and I was using the test feature. I didn't think they would actually hear me. How's it
Pretty good, pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, it's, yeah, we launched Aspen last week, and I mean, as big software implementations go, it went, I would say, quite well. But that doesn't mean that I'm not exhausted.
Well, if you weren't exhausted, then you weren't doing a good enough job, David.
Yeah.
Well, that's good news then. And quick cutover, and all the patrons love it, right? No negative feedback.
I mean, the normal kind of, I want my old one, back, my old catalog back, Abraham Simpson shaking his fist at the cloud,
Right.
and I mean
Yes.
there and there are issues where we're not replacing our entire website, but the sort of books, movies, and more landing page that we sort of use to direct people to the catalog, we are replacing that with the Aspen homepage. And the department responsible for the website has just continued putting like weird navigations in there that people have gotten used to using. And so now they're like, I don't know how to get to this resource. And
Gotcha.
because it was in a strange place that doesn't really actually make sense, but that's where we put it.
Gotcha.
There's a lot of that kind of stuff. Yeah, but it's going well, and I mean it is an infinitely better discovery experience than our old Webpack. I mean, like, this is like 1990s technology.
Yay, awesome. Steps in the right direction. Yeah, my favorite is when the something on the website changes. Usually marketing will, up refresh information resource, and then every Google search that people have been using for a decade suddenly goes to a 404. And what is IT doing? And I go, absolutely nothing is the answer to that. We host a 404 page for you. At any rate, sometimes the patrons adjust and sometimes they don't. But I'm glad that it went relatively as smoothly for you. And then, James, I don't know if I should call you James or Jim. Or
James,
just J
my name is
James.
James. My dad is Jim.
Okay, I gotcha. That's I usually call people James, like the full name, and then I hear other people say, "Oh no, he goes by Jim," and I'm like, "Well, too bad."
Yeah, you don't hear that about me. I am not Jim. If you are in
Gotcha.
my family, you're allowed to call me Jimmy, but
I'm
only
not in
if
your
we are
family,
blood
so.
relatives.
Well, you don't have to worry about that coming from me.
I just want to say it out loud just because, and hopefully do this in 10 seconds or less. It is crazy to me at 52 how many problems seem to be like pathfinding problems. Like we make a change and then all of a sudden the path has changed. It's obvious if you look at the information, but like you don't look at the information because why would you do that? It
Right.
takes it's costly, right? And yeah. Anyway, so I'm having a problem at the schools right now that is all a pathfinding problem.
Gotcha. Where you can teach, lead a horse to water. Sometimes you need to shove their face under the surface. I don't know. So
I
that's
just
how they
moved a lake is the problem. And like now they can't find the lake. And which totally makes sense. And like at 52, like I don't want to go looking for the lake either. In a way
Right.
that when I was 30, I was like, how can you not do this? Do you
It's
not
right
know how to
there.
work?
All right. Well, without
But
further ado, go
was
ahead.
going to say, I just
Oh, I'm
share
just going
this.
to go ahead and say that I did not do the homework. I do not have a coherent description of our claims return process. That's all.
There was no way I was going to get that done this last month either, so.
Yes, and that's well,
Not this month, yeah.
I appreciate being forthcoming about it. And mainly, of course, the primary concern I have is just the fees and fines, especially now, David, if you're changing discovery layer, I'd be all the more interested in how what patron what their experience was with fees and fines for suspended items or claimed returned. Was before.
And again, we didn't use any of the built-in automated usable claimed return functionality in Sierra. I don't know why I inherited it. I talked about it with people, and they said, no, we're not interested for a number of years when I was in one reporting structure. And then I moved to another reporting structure because we were going to migrate to Wise. And it was like, why mess with it? And then
Gotcha.
since we quit the Wise project, every year it's like, next year we're going to write an RFP for an ILS, and we're finally doing it this year.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. And so you guys had some homebrewed solution for claimed returned materials then?
Yes, it involved emails, and I'm not even going to explain it because it is too painful and you don't want to know about it. I
Right.
promise.
Because ideally, your ILS will just work out of the box.
Right.
And whatever solution is built in will check all the boxes of your RFP.
There's actually a good feature
Ideally.
in Sierra. We just never used it.
Ideally, that's the goal. So part of that is hopefully Folio will bridge that gap, and I would love to see what your actual solution is, and then the ideal solution. I personally believe that Folio handles it well, suspending the fee fine while people can search for the item and prevent the customer from paying for it. Although that's a discovery layer choice that people can do, so you can still make it available to pay that fee fine to make the item go away, which I think is what James, his desired outcome was, is if a student and or parent wanted to pay for an item, then let it go, right? So entirely possible, configurable at discovery. So on that note, unless there's anybody else that wants to chime in on fee fines, we can spend a little bit more time going through the, I know this is arduous work, but going through the example features. I did filter it, was able to filter more out and identify. Let me share my screen, make sure it's the right screen. That's the one. Ba-ba-bum. I was able to filter some of the features out. Hopefully, this is being displayed here. Identify a number that are already supported or partially supported. Was able to weed those out. Anything that had to do with discovery layer is either supported and or configurable by institution. So I was able to filter those down. And now we're sitting pretty with out of the 100 or so that was in here, 100 and however many, we have 40 left. Some of these are not supported, just right out of the gate. We've identified none, no support. However, I still want to know if these are worth representing and from your guys's perspective, and then either hunt for a JIRA and or create a JIRA that explains why this feature is necessary and how it can be implemented. So one thing right off the bat is there is no integration between Cash Drawer Folio, being that it's a web. So I don't think that this is necessary in 99% of libraries.
I think this got in there because the administration that signed the contract for WISE, it was included in WISE. They wanted to make sure this was included in there. You can delete that line.
Beautiful.
It was an interesting feature, but you'd have to be running a local client to have that kind of hardware integration.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, you could
There
you
are
it
ways.
there are ways to do it, but those vendors have their own APIs, and this is not something that's going to be integrated directly. This if you integrated with the POS, it would be a completely separate thing. I just delete that line.
Perfect. And I think that most other libraries would, if they were still accepting cash payment, which I know many of them are not, would direct someone to go to a self-check that had a payment system attached to it for cash. So less concerned about that. Replacing barcodes while at the checkout mode is not supported. However, you can quickly edit the item. While you're in the checkout, you can three clicks to get to the item record to edit it. I don't know what the use case is for this, but
This
whether or
is,
not it's required.
it's when you end up with a barcode, there's something wrong with it. Like maybe the barcode is no longer scannable, it's been damaged, and they put a new barcode on the item in the checkout process. It's just
Gotcha.
missing a barcode. It's
Gotcha.
missing a usable barcode. And that language could be adjusted. And I don't think you have to be in checkout mode, but I am afraid of letting all staff do unlimited item edits. How configurable is item editing? Is it just like you can or you cannot edit items?
It's can or cannot edit items.
Hmm.
So I would suggest this should be a should have kind of a feature. I don't know if it's a must have, but man, James, I don't know if you got any feelings about that. You made a
Yeah, I don't, so I think three clicks is acceptable, for the number of unscannable barcodes that we get. I do want to mention just to Joseph, I just want to mention another use case, and that is our jobber and preprocessor for many of the school books, Ingram down the road, occasionally just misprints the barcode. And so we have like whole runs that are just misprinted. And this has been going on for years. And like we get in touch with them, they say, oops, and it happens.
We did pre-processing. Spokane just likes to try everything, even if it's horrible. So one of those was, hey, let's do pre-processing and see if we can pinch a penny. And then we were very disappointed by the quality of
Okay,
pre-processed
interesting.
material.
So, yeah, it works great for the schools, where like every school is either a one or a two person shop. And so just to like take that off their plate just works, and drop ship everything works well.
For us and our relationship with the school, our school district is we do the processing for them.
Okay.
And so we do the ordering and acquisition and then processing and distribution for them. And so our process is a little bit different, but you're right. If you have a two-man shop, being able to just hit add to cart and it show up, seems like it would be a big win. Okay, signal per digital signature for patrons.
Absolutely no. Just that that's this is I really wish I had gone through these.
I'm
The
just gonna
this
say
but
no
it's
use.
great to review them and like,
Yeah, it
go back
is.
to 2015 where we were like, yeah, we were required to have the
Absolutely,
signature.
right?
But here's the thing. It is not attached to any document. This signature has no legal basis. Like for like it means nothing. It's a souvenir at the very best.
Yeah, that's
Our
exactly what we ended up calling it, is a
that's
souvenir.
great.
That's
And
awesome.
this is absolutely one of our former administration's demands. And no, just delete the line, please.
Okay,
I will
awesome.
delete the line for the love of God.
Okay, it's gone now. Material search result. Staff can print search results to a printer or send to email. Folio is not great at taking the search results and putting it into a usable printable format. And so, is this a must, should, could, would be nice? I'm trying to think of use cases where you want to print a list
Yeah, my
that's not
opinion
in
is
discovery.
right. My opinion is this is a discovery matter. Like Aspen has not been great about printing lists. It is getting better.
Yes, and Viewfind does have a comprehensive list that has all the same feature. You can send email, share to your Facebook or whatever. Okay, so you see,
Can you not? So you're saying that currently in Folio, you cannot send a list of results from a search screen to
like
a
a staff
printer,
member or something.
to a
No.
printer or an email.
No. We cannot, not from the Folio UI.
Directly. But can I copy and paste? Can I?
You can print the screen as it appears. You can download the results in CSV format if you want to. You can export all the IDs and HRIDs and
Right. So it's in a browser, and so this whole printing thing is because these old staff clients, you couldn't just copy and paste from them. Interesting. Okay. Am I even in the right document?
possibly. You might be in the wrong, incorrect tab.
Where do I find the
No.
link to
Right?
the
You're
review?
wayfinding, as we were just talking about, David.
Yeah.
No, I was in some kind of preview. I needed to actually go into it.
But I'm serious. Where do I
Four.
find the link for the spreadsheet? Because
Oh,
I'm on the
perfect.
PubLib gap analysis.
And if we have that here, so right here where it says sign in to
What?
access your Google Drive spreadsheet,
Oh, that's in the agenda. Okay,
yep,
gotcha.
you got it.
Not yet, but I'm close. There we go.
Okay. And
Thank
then
you. I'm
staff.
giving this a little edit here. And I'm just saying, or provide copy paste functionality. So that would be actually fully, you know.
Perfect. And then you can define a number of payment waiver codes. So in Folio, you can set up reasons for waves that are canned, you know, pre the
Nice.
templated. So it doesn't allow free every staff to go, oh, this wave reason, you know, and free form it, although there is a comment method. And so this is actually fully supported. Collection agency.
Can we go back to fines?
Sure.
But if I want to write a line from the payment pro that includes payment processor information
Yes.
to the payment, like that can include a transaction number, you know, something
Absolutely.
would be unique.
Yes.
Okay, yeah,
Whoops.
all right, that's fine.
Awesome. Yeah, if we were in here and creating a fine, keep editing, charge only, and I was gonna waive this fee fine. Select waive reason, right? This is compassion. We don't use that one at a public library. And then you can add, you
What
know.
you talking
Transaction
about?
and right here, add some
Y'all are too
transaction
cold up there.
right
Soon that will be illegal in Florida, so
to have compassion.
just compassion. Just compassion in general will be verboten. You won't discuss it or speak of it in a public environment.
Right in the
You
public
can't
sphere.
spell Florida with those letters in compassion.
So fully supported. Good to go on that. Now, collection agency
Are y'all using
is
UMS?
for
Unit
we do
Management Services for
unique.
collections?
Yep. As a matter of fact, on my list later today is I have another follow-up meeting with Robert, can't remember his last name, with UMS, who is unique is configuring a direct Folio integration. That's configurable by rules, by institution, material type, borrower combinations. We obviously have to be handle our collections differently for school materials versus patron checking those out versus a student checking those out versus how long versus, you know. And so there's lots of policy that UMS is building a logic waterfall that will be configurable by institution. So very, very excited to have that being developed by them.
Cool.
Yeah.
So not fully, but forthcoming.
Yes, exactly. And
Okay.
not handled in the ILS itself because, you know, it kind of goes back to the notifications or constant contact for emails is it's like this the environment has changed so much over the last decade that having a built-in, this is the way you must run collections and it only works with one company is just seems silly.
Right.
So,
Well, I mean, my experience with UMS is if you send them data that is consistently formatted, they will parse it.
yes. So
I
this
mean,
was. This was
you know.
the two methods that we had explored was, okay, Spokane can create our own CSV export, right? And we would run it on our own criteria. We could basically build it and then off of MetaDB's analytical reporting database, send it to Unique, call it good. But then my PubLib SIG brain kicked in and said, no, I want this to be as easy for other Folio libraries as
Right.
humanly possible. Let's partner with UMS a little bit more, and I'll help their developers to build a proper integration so that when maybe the two-man shop, like James mentioned earlier, wants to set this up, they're not having to figure out how to write complex SQL queries for different criterion. And so UMS for the win, which almost sounds like a college slogan, but anyway, very happy to see that developing further. So UMS is being supported, not fully in Folio as it were, but it is coming. So notices, staff can create on demand and schedule automatic notifications for outstanding materials, bills, and fines. Technically, this is fully supported, but once again, goes back to the third-party integration for that. So that is fully supported using mod notices, but third-party.
And yeah, that's one of those things. That's one of those features where, when we were writing this up 7 years ago,
Yeah.
you expected the ILS to do it. The marketplace has changed so much, you more fully expect it to be able to be integrated with a third party that will produce this stuff for you, you know?
Yes.
But I mean, if it
Receipts.
did, it does it. That's great.
Yes. So for receipts, whether they're paying on a self-check, they're paying in person, as we just did a wave test transaction. You could have done a paid test transaction. That is fully supported to print a receipt and show the barcode on there. If you're sending the emailed receipt through Folio with mod notices, it's included.
Is this
We
new? I thought my impression was like the most of our printing needs were not met. Is this?
does it, so when it's sending an emailed receipt.
Okay. Oh, okay, gotcha. But not
Yep.
printers. Okay, not printers support.
Correct.
Okay,
And
right.
there is going to be, this is being added. But if we went into, I think it's the loans information that say you had these closed loans, that you could actually print a receipt of closed loans, which would indicate those that you have marked as paid. And so that is coming, in a newer version of Folio to print items out or closed loans, from the patron screen. So, not necessarily a payment receipt in the truest form, but a method to get there.
But it requires them to have an email address.
Correct, or to
Yeah.
make a payment on a self-check,
Which we
which,
don't do, so.
gotcha. Oh, you take payment. Oh, so the other is, we use Comprise web payment solutions, and that's where we direct most of our patrons to go pay their fines, at which point it gives you a printable receipt, a PDF receipt that you can download from there. So most of our patron payments are made online.
We have e-commerce. We have Stripe set up in Aspen, so that's
Perfect.
working out pretty good.
Perfect. And Solus, the app development that we're working, that we're partnered with also, they have Stripe integration offered through their mobile app. And so patrons could, we're not going to enable it, but patrons could pay their fees and fines through the mobile app with Solus, and it would provide them with a receipt that way through Stripe. So there's more than one way to skin this cat. For cancel, undo a payment or waiver, there is a way to, I don't know why this is none. There is a way to refund a payment. With respect to the fee fine that we just waived, for $1, there is no way to cancel that. So you can't undo a waive. You would have to reapply the that which
Right.
was
Well,
waived.
that's That's I would not call that a must, and it sounds like it's a partial, so that's great.
Beautiful. Staff can wave and then view current finds and what the total will be once items are checked in. Oh, that's an interesting situation. You can view both current finds and what the total will be once the items are checked in. Oh, so
Yeah,
this.
this is something I believe this was a requested feature from
Gotcha.
staff. You know, like if they have a whole bunch of materials checked out, they'd like to actually just show somehow what that would be calculated. I would really need to actually write a user story or something to explain that.
My guess is, I can think in Nashville, it would be the user case of a Nashville Public Library, not a school user who is trying to get. With the least number of pennies possible under our thresholds to allow for circulation.
Gotcha.
And
Gotcha.
it's worded terribly. What we want
It
to say
is.
is like what the amount of pending fines are, you know. I could reword that way better. I created this document in such an insanely short period of time. You don't even know. Like they're like, can you do this in 2 weeks? I'm like, what? So
And you
yeah, I mean,
did. Rock
I
on.
do.
You did. And look, it lives on in infamy.
Dude, it's nuts. I mean, like
And reminds us about digital signatures, which I had like totally moved that to a
Right. You
library.
gotta have that. Gotta have it.
Yeah, I cobbled this thing together and then sent these out to broke it up into the different departments and sent it out to department heads and administrators in a Microsoft form to collect whether it's to grade them as must, should, could.
Right. And then,
Yeah.
of course, everything was this is a must. It's just a must.
No, I pressed them to be reasonable and like tell me what they really need. And I got good feedback. I got
Good.
really good feedback.
And you're in luck. You get to do it all over again, David. So.
Well, we just talked to our admin yesterday. We are about to start writing out our functional requirements. I
Awesome.
might actually come back and use
I
this
was
after
just
we've gone
about
through
to
and
say,
edited it, man.
I was about to say, maybe we could flush out some of those details when you get to it. So there is no payment plan for this line 57. There's no payment plan functionality in Folio at all. So I don't
I don't
know.
remember that.
I don't know. There wasn't in Horizon either. It was talk to the circulation manager and figure out the method
Exactly.
to do
I
it.
have no recollection of that, but I'm sure that was not a must. I don't
Okay.
even, I don't, I mean, I don't even think that's necessary.
Okay, then I'm going to nuke that line.
Yeah, that's fine. I have
That's
no recollection of this. It's like Gandalf.
I mean, I think it would be a nice thing to, but
We
yeah,
don't do
anyway, it's
fines, man. We're fine free now, you know? I mean,
Well,
all
but
the world is fine
it's the
free.
fees, right? It is
Yeah. I
when
guess
the
a
kid
payment plan
loses.
for somebody who lost all their books or something. I don't know, man. Maybe.
Is that
Well, it's.
handled in the ILS itself, though?
No, that shouldn't
I've
be handled
never
in
seen it.
ILS.
Yeah, I have never seen that either. I mean, that would be,
Could.
yeah, that would
They
be
could
one
have,
of
could
those
have.
of,
Right.
yeah, could have
But.
that. Be
Yeah,
really cool
so
if it could.
yeah, and so in my thinking in particular, it is the shame-free, like I don't have to talk to a person about this, right? And I get it set up.
But that's gonna then have to integrate with your discovery service somehow.
Yeah, for
Yeah.
sure.
Like if you're talking about an unmediated experience for that customer, that's gonna you're gonna have to get Aspen to do that for you somehow. Interesting.
I mean, I guess the other case is, yeah. this actually would have like a rippling effect when you think about it, because say you have that dollar threshold, right? $100, you owe more than that, you're not allowed to circulate. And then you click, okay, put this patron on a payment plan. It somehow would need to calculate, are they making their payments and they're still allowed to circulate? They're not allowed to accrue more,
This
like,
and this is just getting insane. As the
yes.
words come out of your mouth,
Yes.
the insanity ensues. And I
Yes.
mean, really honestly, what we generally do when we have a really hard case, we go back to the word that we can't say in Florida.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
You
totally.
know,
Like that's yes,
we just wait,
exactly.
dude.
But
Like
you can't, but
my car burned and all my books were in it. You know, we just
right.
waive those.
Yeah, so we're gonna charge you more considering you can't get to your job right now.
Right, yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So I mean, I look at that and go, if I took that to, I think if any of us tried to take that to the community and go, here's the use case, every single one of them would go, why aren't you just waiving them? Right? Even the librarian, like the real hardcore librarians at the schools would be like, why are you even considering doing this to another human? I would put that
Agree.
as, probably not pursuing that.
Yeah,
Right.
it is just too there's just too many complications. The
Yeah.
like the workflow is insane. It's not going to help us loan materials to people.
Exactly. What is it actually serving?
Yeah.
Right. You're not. And in the case of your, if we're sending people to collections and stuff like that, then that is going to be handled probably by UMS or whoever, right? Whatever entity is dealing with them to put them on a payment plan for recollecting of those. And at which point it still involves coming in and talking to a human being at the library and saying, hey, you sent me to collections, but how can I work through this with you? So I really need to be able to get onto the public computers to find a job. Can you maybe unblock my account? Oh yeah, we don't
So,
tie any of those things together. The books are
gotcha.
about the books. The e-books are totally separate. The public internet terminal use is entirely separate. No
Gotcha.
block.
For us, we're just, if you're blocked, then
Yeah,
talk to the
understood.
desk. Yeah. So, which is again, the flexibility of Folio is that you could set yours up to go. No, they're allowed to do everything else. So barcode number is included on receipts when I feel as though that's similar to the above
Yeah.
barcode. That's
History.
history as opposed to like printing out a previous receipt.
The word with the word history in there, that makes me think it's probably relating to fines paid.
Gotcha.
There's a fines paid table in Sierra, and
Gotcha.
people will ask for that information.
Gotcha.
And so I probably called it history to try to not make it specific to language in Sierra.
So if printing the loans items that have been marked as paid, that would then be satisfied.
Yeah, I think so. Just if you can identify the if you can identify the material, I mean barcode being
Yeah.
included on it. I mean that like I should say that should be item information. I'm just going to change that. Because, I mean, I feel like the title is probably more useful to
Right. I want this
the
barcode.
to the patron than the specific barcode. Barcode means nothing to them.
Yeah. I
So
want the
I'm calling that bib
UUID.
slash item information is included in a receipts been lost, damaged, etc. Items are paid for by patrons out of history.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then notices staff can print overdue. No. This is not supported at all, but should it be? Should be a staff be able to print overdue, lost, and damaged notices on demand directly from the patron record? Oh, quick show of hands.
Notices is a really
There it
weird
is again. Yes, is
word.
anybody? There isn't even printed notices in Folio
Right.
itself. So my question was going to be, do you guys, either any of your institutions, send mailed paper notices anymore?
When we do not have an email address on file, one of our overdues gets, like, we actually send two through LX Starter, and the third one doesn't get pushed to LX Starter. It goes, if they do not have an email address, those go to UMS and they mail them for us.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So once again, this almost seems like it's satisfied with the third party, right? Because that was one thing that we as an institution hemmed and hawed about was whether or not we should still support mailed notices even before we went to Folio. So in Horizon, we cut out sending physical notices. But we had explored options of there are many third-party options out there that will connect to your ILS and generate a notice for you and send it with confirmed receipt and confirmed address and all the other features that you would want. I kind of lean towards, I personally lean towards the ILS is less responsible for generating mailed notices now
Right.
than it was a decade ago.
I just edited this that, and I'm not sure, like, I'm kind of like wondering, like, instead of notices, actually changing that to printing. Staff can print overdue lost and lost. I'm sorry. I like Oxford commas. And damaged item information. I just changed that to item information on demand directly from the patron record. Like, I have your patron record up. Can you send me, can you print or send me the information that, on my materials that I owe money for on demand right there? It doesn't have to be a notice. And so I would go back and look at everywhere we have the word notice, I would reevaluate every one of those. I might come back and look at this and unfilter everything so I can look at, does the word notice actually even make sense there? Because
Yeah, the use case is, can I have a statement of my account, basically? In which case, this is coming, in the next release in Sunflower, QRS, yeah, in Sunflower, and so to be able to print a statement of account from the loans table, which will show what fees and fines are owed for that and all that as well. Staff can capture photographs.
Really?
Yes, that was a
I want to.
requirement. Yeah, that's a.
I appreciate Mr. No's excitement for this. I want to go back and provide a comment on the notices, the
Yeah.
printing. And so at our schools, it is a requirement of the school librarians to be able to batch print notices. And so I've created a custom report in Aspen that, provides a school-friendly version that includes the book cover.
Cool.
And so there, walk me through that, because I think we did something similar for the schools
Can I,
where,
if you can turn off recording, I can demonstrate it.
let me see if that,
I don't want to show you the kids.
yeah, I don't blame you.
Cool.
Host tools. Suspend participant. I actually don't know that I can turn off recording. Because I don't actually own this Zoom. Here we
Okay.
go. Pause
We can do it some
recording.
other
We're going
time.
to pause recording.
James, is that
All
a
right.
custom module y'all built?
It should
Circulation
be,
reports?
yeah, it should be in one of the proposed plugin sections for Aspen. Aspen does not currently have a plugin management system.
Oh,
This is
this is,
right there in main
oh,
code.
okay. This gets into the whole plugin question and whether or not the
Yeah,
community is going
it
to allow you
really
to
should
do
be
that.
it should stand outside like that, but it is main code.
Interesting. Well, thank you. I'm like, ooh, that looks interesting.
Yeah, and it was
I was looking at the
derived
other
from,
stuff, not the school one.
yeah, the you know when Mark was when it was ViewFind Plus, there were like three school districts that were Marmot partners,
Yeah.
and so this is built on an old report from the early days of ViewFind Plus.
So now that we're back, everybody was left for that potty break. But now that we're back, the question that we're asking is, should a report to provide to student home advisors exist natively in Folio for basically hand delivery to students, letting them know that materials are overdue and or owed for? Should that exist in Folio proper, or continue to exist like it does in many ILSs as an ad hoc report? And so I would say, for a turnkey solution, which is the ideal for what Folio can become, that would be a should, or at the very least, a nice to have. There, I don't think representing it as a JIRA right off the bat would be possible, just because of all the minutiae that you have to get into of who is the home advisor, right? Everybody's environment is going to be a little unique in that way of how to identify a student to teacher association or grade to teacher association. We do ours with custom fields, which I think is the most effective way to do it in the user record. You can add custom fields, and that's how we do it. So you can't have an out of the box, truly, you can't have an out of the box solution when you're adding custom fields that are freeform, essentially. So I would say for a school library, this is a should have. I'm going to put that in there and then add a copious amount of notes.
Okay, thank you. I also do think, I mean, I more generically, I think of this as a batch notices process. That, and did you describe, Joseph, like a situation in which the notices are printed one by one, or instead it's just like classroom by classroom?
So our situation is we print the advisor by advisor. And
Okay,
so
gotcha.
we
Understood.
print out
I
that
get it.
list and then hand it to them, and they figure out the best way to communicate it to the student. Believe it or
And an
not,
advisor is
go
like
ahead.
an advisor is like the guidance counselor for the school.
Yeah, it's actually the language arts teacher. And then
Okay.
they do work with students on an individual basis for, here are your classwork, here's your coursework, here's your, it's essentially the guidance
Understood.
counselor too, and the homeroom advisor. Yeah. And so for a Folio for a school library, that would be required as a turnkey solution instead of using ad hoc reporting. Yeah, I'm glad that you paused that and went into that, because that goes deep real quick, James. So thank you.
Yeah, and for what it's worth, the school librarians love the covers. Like they say, they
Yeah.
get so many more books back just because of the covers.
Yeah, that
And
was
not
really
just at
cool
the elementary schools, right? Middle and
when
high
you were showing
schools.
that to me. I went, oh, you know what? That would that looked really cool. That was much nicer than ours. Ours is just like, a list of student names in the books they owe. So yeah, yours is nicer. I'm glad that our school librarians are not seeing. I'm glad we paused the recording so they won't see that.
I need to jet in 5 minutes.
Yes, I was just
And as
thinking.
we are, so I'm gonna interject here. I apologize, but I'm gonna do it anyway. So Nashville Public will go up for ILS, hoping to implement sometime next year. Right now the team's view is like, no, Folio is just not gonna work. We're not gonna look. Hey, what's your opinion? Like, could we get this up in June?
Could you
With
get this up
printing.
in
Printing
June?
is gonna be the killer, right?
I believe that you could, especially you guys already have the talent and workforce necessary to build any of the additional tools that you might need. And so, as I'm thinking about like what you just showed me, all of
But
that
I'm
same
also
thing.
lazy and slow.
Acceptance is the first step, James.
Well,
you've passed denial, so
I've got to ask, we haven't seen anybody from Index Data or EBSCO in a couple of meetings. Are they interested in public libraries?
yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, both of them have sent us public library referrals from some in the US, some in Australia, another in Germany, public libraries who are very interested. And they're looking at this, any of the gap analysis, or asking what would be absolutely necessary for us to move. And so there are public libraries very interested, and both Index Data and EBSCO are wanting to get further into that market.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, I when I've asked a few times, like, oh, I'm just not sure. But I mean, the Library of Congress and the National Library of Australia, if that is not a big enough public library, I don't know what is. But I mean, but again, I don't see these people showing up, and I'm kind of curious, like. If we're gonna hear from some of these folks, I don't know if they're gonna show up to these meetings, if they're had they been looking at this document, are they the one, are they doing any of the work to fill this out?
Yeah, so
Okay.
Index that Tara Barnett with Index Data helped asynchronously on identifying what was partially supported, not supported, and so on. And then she and I and a person from EBSCO, I was having independent conversation with them, and I said, you know, part of the fear that I have with the gap analysis is that it kind of paints Folio as maybe it's not quite there yet. Their feeling on it was just because it's written down doesn't mean it's any less true. That there are some things that need to be, polished. And so both those teams I know watch the gap analysis document, especially as we're continuing to refine it, and they're saying, oh yeah, we can see how this is necessary. So I know that they are watching this, and I know they're interested in getting more public libraries on board.
And
If I
does
could, yeah,
anybody
go ahead,
else here
James.
interested in meeting more frequently?
Yeah, I think I can fit it in right now. Like I am way overwhelmed, mostly because I am slow and lazy, but I am also overwhelmed. But yeah, I can, if it's on my calendar, I will generally show up. I want to ask one more question, just
Yeah,
one more
go ahead.
question that I have not looked at myself. It's become a thing like I don't believe Koa has this. We have it currently with Carl. Polaris has it. It's a dynamic device-driven pick list, right? I'm in the stacks. I can see, I can report like, oh, this thing is not found on shelf. And I compete with other branches to see who gets things first.
Gotcha.
Is that already there?
No, it's not, although this is something that we were hopeful to develop. We were going to build on our own dashboard, something to do this exact thing, and then it got shelved, pardon the pun. Ideally, I'd like to see it in a Folio app itself, which is part of Spokane's bigger goals, is that all of these workarounds, like you are describing with these ad hoc reports, the goal is to actually build applications that will do this natively in Folio. So far, we're working on 1.5 of those apps. One of them we've put into production, the other one's in development. And so that's the other benefit of Folio is the modularity. It doesn't have to be an ad hoc report, James, that you use. You build an app for it and have it yourself and share it with the community and get free improvements from other community members. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
that would be one place where we would not want to backslide.
Is that dynamic device driven pick list?
Yeah.
And that's in which system you said, Carl?
It's both Carl and Polaris, Carl Connect. And Carl Connect Staff is the module that it runs in. And
Okay. I'd like to do a
Polaris.
little, I'd like to do a little research on that.
Loop.
I'd be interested and see that more and more.
Yeah, I'd be happy to demonstrate it to you.
Okay, perfect.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah, there it is. It's 10:01, so I know you got to run, James, but maybe I can look at scheduling this meeting twice a month and do every other
Okay.
Wednesday situation.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
And what I'm going to is a union meeting filled with other slow and lazy people, so.
Lovely. See, that was so it's funny that you say that, James, is the dynamic driven pick list that the reason why we had to stop was whether or not non-union members could trigger the item and do stuff. And so while we wanted to develop this, we have pages that are not in a union, right? That triggering an item is in union protected role. So
Okay,
there was like,
interesting.
as we were building this, it went, oh, whoa, you can't do that. That's a union job. And I went, but it would make us more efficient. Well, yeah, but it's a union protected role. So we had to pause on that until someone like Nashville was more interested in it. So you're giving me
Okay.
motivation. There you go.
All
Awesome.
right.
Thank you everyone for
Thank
your
you.
time. We'll talk to you next month.
Yeah, hopefully sooner.
Well, I'll throw it on the schedule.
Awesome. Have a good
All
one.
right. Hey, take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.